This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I am delighted to be speaking with KOTO-FM Radio's Special Events Coordinator, Jumpin' Janice Zwink. She's been involved with the station for 20 years, and it's her major passion. We're in the middle of winter fundraising season, and that's what we'll be talking about. So, Janice, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me, Susan.
Let's get specific. How heavily does KOTO rely on donations from fundraisers such as Lip Sync, Guest DJ Day, and all of the fun and games you have lined up?
54% of KOTO's gross income comes from the events, including Guest DJ Day, the on-air fundraising. It's a huge part of our budget.
Wow, which makes your job enormous. So then describe some of the events KOTO produces and how they function, because I know this is your philosophy. They're community builders, not just fundraisers. Talk about that.
Well, I think many of the KOTO functions, all the musical concerts that we do are definitely very social. The only concert that we do all year long that does not include kids is Halloween. We feel like that one is an adult-only event. But otherwise, all of our concerts, festivals, et cetera, are open to all ages, which we're proud of that, to be able to offer entertainment to the youth in the community. Ski Swap is a huge one that helps people be able to afford equipment in these challenging economic times, if you will.
Yeah. Wonderful. Could you tell me, I meant to jump on this when you mentioned the concert. Could you talk a little bit about Sound Tribe Sector 9, the concert coming up in early March?
We are so psyched to be able to host those two shows up at the Conference Center March 4th and 5th. Sound Tribe Sector 9 is an instrumental band based heavily on instrumental rock, electronic music, funk, jazz, drum and bass, and psychedelia. And as I said, they will be doing two shows to benefit KOTO on March 4th and 5th at the Conference Center. And doors are at 7, show is at 8. And again, this is an all-ages show. And you can get tickets for that show, $34.50, at KOTO.org.
Okay. Thank you for that. So talk about some of the changes in your fundraising drive this winter. I know you're really excited about them.
Yes. In an effort to try and expedite the on-air fundraising, we have instituted some drawings that are going to be happening at KOTO. For the first week, from the 1st to the 7th of February, there will be daily drawings with great prizes, and they will be for people that pledge that day. Some of the prizes are brunch for four at the new Sheraton, a night for two at Hotel Telluride, tickets to the Ride Festival, and others. There's also going to be a drawing for a $300 gift certificate to the Hub, and it will be made on Tuesday the 5th at 3 o'clock. And we're hoping
okay.
This will incite people to pledge early.
And then for the grand prize, the $1,300 gift package, can I qualify for that? Any time, I mean, is it only in this first week, or is it throughout the fundraising period of time that ends in early March?
That is for the entire fundraising drive. That prize consists of three nights for two at the new Sheraton Hotel, plus dinner for two at the new Sheraton Chop House, $100
yeah.
gift certificate at the Cosmo, $100
yeah.
gift certificate at La Pizzeria, La Piazza or Rustico, can be used at either or any of those three restaurants, and two passes at the Peaks Resort and Golden Door Spa. It's worth $1,300, and anyone that pledges during the on-air fundraising drive will be eligible for that grand drawing at the end.
So basically, my name goes into a big basket, and I just hope it gets drawn at the very end of the drive.
That's you and everyone else.
So, and just to clarify again, that's a $1,500 gift package?
It's about $1,300.
Oh, 13. Okay.
Approximately.
Thank you for the clarification. So will there be any other new news out of CODO's annual fundraising period? So you've talked about these pledges and this opportunity in the winter. Will there be any changes in the summer fundraising?
There will be some changes in the summer fundraising. This summer, CODO, for the first time in many, many years, CODO will not be doing the beer booth at Bluegrass. We will, however, be doing the ride July 13th and 14th, and the Dudow will happen at the end of August, the weekend of August 23rd through the 25th. We're not exactly sure of the days on that yet. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to add one more thing to winter fundraising, if I might.
Sure.
On Tuesday the 5th and on the 12th, we will be using one of Cindy O'Brien's terms, radio neighboring, from 9 until 3. It's going to be an open house here at CODO, and we're inviting anyone that would care to stop by and just talk, sit and talk for a spell with the DJs. It's going to be a party up here at CODO, and we hope that people come down and enjoy the refreshments.
Say that date and time again.
That's Tuesday the 5th and Tuesday mm-hmm. the 12th from 9 until 3. And there
Tuesday
will be engineers here, you know, recognizable CODO DJs that will be manning the dials. But if you'd like to come and hear your favorite song or just talk about your favorite KOTO experience, you're more than welcome to come down and join in on the festivities.
Wonderful. My final question is this. For the people in our audience now listening to this conversation, I'd like you to end with sort of a punchline. Why should I support KOTO Radio? I've heard what I can do. I can go to all the events. I can come to those parties on the 5th and the 12th. I can do lots of things. I can go to the concerts. But why should I support KOTO Radio?
I think the main reason that people should support CODO is that by supporting CODO, you're not only supporting CODO, but you are in actuality supporting every nonprofit in the Telluride community. CODO is here for everyone to use. It's an asset that we should all treasure, I believe. You know, between the CODO News, the Access Program, commentaries, CODO is a venue, the community calendar, for all the nonprofits in town to get the word out for their different activities. So it not only benefits CODO, but it benefits, you know, all the nonprofits in town. And it's one of the few nonprofits in town that I think can say that.
I think you're right. And I think that was a wonderful answer. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, talking to the one and only Jumpin' Janice Fink. She is the special events coordinator at KOTO Radio, has been involved with the station 20 years. We are in the midst of KOTO's winter fundraising drive. Read the schedule and pick up the phone and donate. You stand to win some wonderful prizes. Dennis,
728-4333.
Okay, say it again.
728-4333. 970-728-4333.
Thank you, Janice. I know how busy you are. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me.
It's been my pleasure, Susan. Thank you.
Thank you.